2 minutes left, et cetera.
Can everyone hear me?
Yeah.
And hopefully you can hear my strong heart beating. Thank you, fellow members of the Springfield City Club, the League of Women Voters, for convening this. And Sid, thank you for being here. I'm Joe Burney. Oh, we have a mic. Tell the timer to interrupt the clock.
Yeah.
Is that better?
Yes.
Can I start over?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thanks to my fellow members of the Springfield City Club and the League of Women Voters for convening this. Thank you, Sid, for being here. I'm Joe Burney, Oregonian by birth and 26 years ago, Oregonian by choice. My wife, Maddie, and I have each raised 3 kids. They're all ours. Most still live and work here, even though they're grown. We have 2 wonderful grandchildren who live a few minutes away from us. We are truly blessed. After a 43-year career, I know how to move money pragmatically and inclusively to get things done, and I'm not a fan of status quo politics from either side of the aisle. All my life, I've built coalitions. My endorsements reflect that, ranging from business to labor, building trades to environmental groups, from the Springfield Education Association to the Register Guard, and even today, the Weekly. I've been a tenured high school teacher, stopped teaching 40 years ago, by the way, around the time this young man was just graduating. Created public policy as a private citizen, moved over $1 billion of public and private money into projects, have started and run successful businesses. From executive director of the Lane Regional Workforce Quality Committee 24 years ago, when I brought $4 million for displaced timber worker retraining into the county and $3 million to start the county's first ever school-to-work investments, to being a member of the Lane Education Service District Board for well over a decade. I offer a steady, successful, experienced perspective to reinvigorate the credibility of our county government, which, in my opinion, is sorely needed. I am amused when politicians claim credit for things they have little or nothing to do with. I understand that tails don't wag dogs, local politics doesn't control national economic trends, and I know how to penetrate markets and incent investment. Last biennium, Lane County's share of lottery-backed construction dollars was over $100 million. Yet none of that found its way to Springfield directly. I want $25 million of the county's next allocation to incent the building of affordable housing in Springfield, which will leverage multiples of private investment. I don't want Springfield schools to lose 300 students again as we did last year. I am not a career politician, have retired from business, and want to give back to the community that's done so much for me and which Maddie and I are in for the rest of our days. I'm thoroughly enjoying the campaign, knocking on doors over 10,000 so far, and talking with voters about issues that matter. And as you can see, I got a hell of a tan from it. I'm ready, willing, and able to work hard, do the job the way Springfield residents ought to expect and demand, and I thank you for having me here today.
Mr. Lincoln.
Well, good afternoon. And I also want to say thank you to the City Club and the League of Women Voters for putting them on this forum today. And I also want to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to be here. And to Joe, thank you for being here as well. Many of you already know my story. I moved to Springfield in 1990, bought a business here, and on that first day of owning my business, I would meet my wife, Debbie, opening up business accounts at the bank. We've been calling Springfield home ever since. Our 2 sons were born here, went to Springfield Public Schools, and continue to call Springfield their home as young adults. In fact, we welcomed our first daughter-in-law to our family. Since 1998, it's been an honor to represent Springfield as a city councilor, mayor, and now as your county commissioner. I look at so much that's been accomplished, whether expanding our local economy, enhancing public safety, or capitalizing on our great motto of people, pride, and progress. Since 2011, it's been a joy to introduce the Springfield Way to all of Lane County. Using the Springfield Way, Lane County was able to pass the first public safety levy in a generation. As we all know, it was approved again with an overwhelming 72% majority. We have also righted the fiscal ship in Lane County. In 2011, Lane County was a fiscal disaster. Today, we have achieved the highest bond rating in Lane County's history, according to Moody's. We have all but eliminated the structural deficit and are on our way again to balancing the budget, by balancing our budget by not dipping into reserves or laying off employees. We have adopted the Community Health Improvement Plan, also known as the CHIP, that is receiving accolades from healthcare professionals throughout. We are partnering with cities on affordable housing options, as our area is one of the tightest housing markets on the West Coast. Today we have a strong economic plan we call Lane County's Sector Strategy. We are focused on high tech, food and beverage, and mass timber that includes cross-laminated timber, or CLT. We are investing heavily in the workforce with a primary focus on career technical education, or CTE, because the businesses are telling us this is important to them. This is why I'm running for re-election, because there's still work to be done in accomplishing these goals and many others that we recently laid out in our 2018-21 strategic plan. Thank you again for the invitation. I'm looking forward to your questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll now move to a time where each table will have an opportunity to ask a question of the candidates. They will alternate in their responses. Commissioner Lykin will respond first to the first question and so on. Since I'm sure you haven't all thought of your questions yet, I will prime the pump by asking a question that has been on my mind for a number of years to both of the candidates. Springfield, like other cities in Lane County, often struggles to work collaboratively with the Board of County Commissioners when it comes to land use actions involving what's called the urban transition area, that area between the city limits and the urban growth boundary, where in fact the county commission must co-adopt any land use regulation with the city. Sometimes it leads to controversy and confusion. I'd like each of the candidates to respond to the question, how should the county commissioners react and relate to land use actions proposed by the city that affect the urban transition area?
First. Can you hear me? Is it on? Can I help you? It's on now. I should have put my glasses on to look at the button. So, first of all, Len, that's a great question, and I can absolutely attest to that as the former mayor of this city. And I will tell you, it was at times a significant struggle working with the Lane County Board of Commissioners at times on this very issue, on the urban transition zones. We were just having a conversation and discussion about this just recently at the Lane County Board of Commissioners. And in fact, we're gonna get an update from our staff, but it has to do with housing and ADUs. This is where you're gonna see Lane County working very closely with the city of Springfield. In fact, just meeting with Mayor Lumberg, and we were talking about this very issue. And I will tell you, there's such a stark difference going on between Eugene and Springfield when it comes to the issue of ADUs. Stark. You'll find Springfield's is very comprehensive and very, very inclusive. In fact, it's very impressive. And we were talking about how we can, how Lane County will work with and partner with Springfield in this very issue. So, this is one example. We have many others. I see I have 1 minute left, so I'm gonna close it at that. But this is one very, very critical example because of how tight the real estate market is currently in not only here in Lane County, but in the entire state of Oregon and with regards to the West Coast. So this is an area where Lane County will be partnering very, very successfully, I believe, with the city of Springfield.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sid.
Well, without repeating observations about the stark contrasts, probably in every way one could imagine, between the city of Eugene and the city of Springfield, it's still difficult. It's still difficult for the city to deal with these issues with the county commission. And I will be one vote that would let the city lead the way, not overstep county authority, and try and support the city in the development of these areas in any way possible. That doesn't mean there wouldn't still be environmental impacts assessed and all of the stuff you gotta go through for permits, but I would absolutely eliminate a lot of the bureaucratic processes, which, by the way, when I had my construction company, we dealt with in another area, and we led the way to getting rid of a lot of bureaucratic processes that added costs, added time, and decreased action being taken. The county would follow the city.
Thank you. Is there a table that is prepared with a question? Otherwise, I have another one.
Don't let him ask one.
So my question has to do with the relationship between the state and the county. We hear some counties across the state argue about unfunded mandates when the state passes law that has to do with minimum wages and that, and the county may not choose to enforce that. We also have questions about sanctuary state and what the counties and the county sheriffs will do to enforce that. Now there's an effort to do Second Amendment preservation ordinances in counties. So as ultimately a leader on the commission in the county, I'd just like to understand your approach in that to working with the state when the state passes these laws versus the county going its own way.
You're first.
Okay. Hey, John. I would have the county's role when it comes to state laws that are already passed. I would have the county implement state law, period. I would not have the county, we can think of numerous examples, whether they have to do with mandatory background checks, where the county said that's an unfunded mandate. Mr. Lycan was part of the majority vote against it. I would argue as someone that's the parent with Maddie of children that were at the Thurston killing, and she does smart reading at the elementary school that our grandchildren are in, that I could not disagree more with the county intervening and saying that they usurp state law and finding reasons to politicize issues instead of simply enforce the law.
So good question, John. And I think if you just look at my track record, I think my track record shows there's a tremendous amount of collaboration, not only when I was mayor, but also as county commissioner. And you brought up one issue, and I would agree that we clearly looked at the SB 941 as a potential unfunded mandate, but that was recommendation actually came from Sheriff Trapp and our district attorney, and not just some move by the Board of Commissioners. And so that was their thought, their opinion, but the reality is we are a subdivision of the state of Oregon, and we have to adopt laws that are set forth by the state, and that's what we do. And sure, we may argue, we may challenge at times, but the reality is, as a subdivision of the state, we must continue going down this road, make sure that we abide by the law set forth by the state.
That'd be my turn then.
Yeah. I believe that table way back in the back indicated they had a question.
Yes, we did.
Go ahead. This will be first to Commissioner Lycan.
My name is Jesse Preston, and I would
could you speak up, please?
Sorry. My name is Jesse Preston, and I would like to know what you plan to do in the coming term as commissioner, specifically regarding hate crimes and human trafficking and the awareness of those things happening in our community.
So Lane County here within the last couple years, we hired an individual named Mo Young, who is doing an extraordinary job when it comes to equity and access for Lane County. And in fact, the beautiful thing is we just recently, she came to me, we talked about some of the issues within the city of Springfield with regards to some of the hate issues that came out, I think about a couple weeks ago. And I asked her to continue monitoring. I've been on the phone with Mayor Lumberg. We've talked about what are some things that the county could be involved in. How can we make sure that we are a part of this to make so that we continue to be an open community? I gotta tell you, our motto, which I've always appreciated, called People, Pride, and Progress here in the city of Springfield, I think it's a motto I take seriously. And I think when you continue to look at my track record over the years of being very inclusive and welcoming, I mean, my grandfather's a Ukrainian Jew who came over to this country, his family did. So I take these issues very, very seriously. And so we will continue to monitor. But when it comes to the city of Springfield, this is going to be the city of Springfield's issues. When it comes to Lane County, we'll continue to monitor and make sure that none of these issues comes over and causes disruption here in our county. We need to be welcoming. We need to be a community where people feel safe and welcoming. And that's how I approached it over the years.
I would argue that the commissioners are not inclusive. I would argue that when you have as much homelessness, when you don't have opioid treatment facilities in Springfield, when you have the most constrained or the second most constrained housing market in the United States, when you aren't making a systemic effort to deal with that but only deal with Band-Aids, you're increasing the kind of environment of angst, concern, and suffering that leads to the kinds of things that you're talking about. I don't need to care about this issue because of where my grandparents came from. I care about this issue because it's here, it's now, it affects all of us or people that we know, and I think the commissioners have a lot more to do as it relates to systemic solutions.
Thank you. Before we go to the next question, I am remiss. I need to acknowledge the presence of several people in the audience. Councilor Leonard Stair, Councilor Sean Van Gordon, and Councilor Sherry Moore are all here. Representative John Lively, Senator Lee Beyer, and I don't see anyone else yet. The next question will first go to Mr. Burney, and I believe this table has a question.
Yes.
And I will tell you that the wife of neither candidate influenced this question.
Darn.
I'm Sandra Bishop. I'm a reciprocal member from Eugene, so we have a would you be willing to consider supporting re-upping or putting back into place a timber harvest tax that was eliminated in 1995 by the Oregon legislature? So right now in Oregon, if you're a forest land owner with 5,000 or fewer acres, you pay a harvest tax. If you're a large corporate multinational or large corporation cutting timber in the county, you do not pay a harvest tax. Would you support reinstating that timber harvest tax?
On the one hand, yes. On the other hand, I think that we have a system that funds county government that's antiquated. And I think that a heavy reliance on an industry that employed multiples more people than it does now, an industry that needs help and support so that it can maintain sustainable harvests, and in fact continue to be a part of Oregon's future, I think we need to look at other areas that we can find revenue that are public-private partnerships and create market solutions to the funding issue of Lane County. I actually have ideas on that, and if elected, I have 7 months to engage community forums and others to listen and put forth proposals so one industry isn't bearing the brunt, but in fact, we solve our fiscal issues.
So you started the question off and you stated it correctly. This is a state issue and it comes from the state legislature, not the county board of commissioners. The only thing that we would be able to do would be advocating. And the reality is at this point in time, Lane County could advocate, but the Associated Oregon Counties really don't have an appetite to advocate for this right now. And I think part of it is you continue to see counties struggle. And so when they look at things like this, the worry is, what if some of these companies decide, you know what, we may continue to grow, we may decide to start shipping things off overseas completely. Because the reality is right now, private timber is feeding most of our mills because they're not harvesting off federal public lands right now. It's all private timber that's feeding the mills right now. And correct, they're not as many. And a lot of that is because they're so efficient in with their technology, they have been able to create not the number of jobs, but they're creating significant, continue to create significant wealth here in this community. So At this point in time, I would say that I would not advocate for that, but I'm still continuing to look at this, research, and see where this goes in the future.
Thank you. Okay, I've got to take the prerogative of the chair and interrupt with a related question. Some of you will recall the days before the Secure Rural Schools Act of 2001, when the federal government provided substantial funds to this county and others because most of the land in timber is owned by the feds and not subject to taxation. In 2001, the Secure Rural Schools Act was passed, which limited and cut that back. It's been cut back every year since. I asked both of the candidates, what do you propose to do about the ultimate day when Secure Rural Schools money is just absolutely gone forever?
The reality is Lane County has actually been working towards this now for the last few years. And in fact, when you look at our budget process right now, we have weaned ourselves from federal money because we no longer count on it. So we have completely reorganized, readapted on how we're able to fund county government. We can no longer rely on the feds. Now, with saying that, I've been proud of this for years, and this is why I enjoy being a nonpartisan. I enjoy my strong relationship with Senator Wyden, and we continue to talk about what are some ways we can deal with forest management. In fact, at our last National Associated Counties Conference, you can thank Senator Wyden and Congressman Walden probably primarily for making sure we get the Secure Rural Schools money in that we are able to receive. But you're right, we can't rely on that anymore. So Senator Wyden, along with Congressman DeFazio, Walden, and Schrader, have developed different types of plans so we can start harvesting again to see these dollars coming back. People talk about ONC, but it's federal forest money is actually, Lane County is the largest receiver of federal forest money out of any county in the United States. And that money goes directly to roads, that's road fund, and those road funds can also be used for rural patrol. And so that's why these conversations continue to be important, and that's why I continue to be very, very active in working with our delegation, because we have strong leadership here that can hopefully get this done.
Again, I respectfully disagree. I believe you're a Republican, sir, not nonpartisan. This is a nonpartisan office. I believe also you mentioned you work closely with Congressman DeFazio, and I would like to share that the Congressman has endorsed my candidacy. As it relates to this, we've got two more years of Secure Rural Schools funding. And I firmly believe that the prudent course is not to spend that money before we get it, because we don't have it. Secondly, to look at how we might utilize it over longer than 2 years as we transition. I also believe the county commissioners are very neglect in determining ways to move money into Lane County, so there is a multiplier effect, so that in fact we can generate more tax resources. Example, Lane County at this moment has over $250 million of our tax dollars in various investment instruments. Those instruments are from 3 month to 3 year instruments. Virtually all of that money goes to Wall Street, and very little of it goes to Main Street. Wells Fargo, US Bank, Toyota Finance, they get those dollars, we don't. I think there is a relationship between this issue, between this issue and increasing the tax base without increasing taxes, and I believe that's part of how I serve on the Spring. I'm honored to serve on the board of the Springfield Renaissance Development Corporation, and I would like to see Lane County take some lead from that group and become the Lane County Renaissance Development Commissioners. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question will be first to Mr. Burney, who has a question in the room. You and then you. Thank you.
Candidates, what is your position on aerial spraying of herbicides in Lane County? And if you're elected, what would you do or not do related to this issue?
I think there's a bigger issue underlying the, I'm going to direct it, underlying the issue of herbal aerial spraying in Lane County. and that is the issue. Can citizen initiatives efficiently be brought to a vote so that citizens can determine their own destiny? What I would do, my first day in office, is attempt to get a majority to direct county legal staff not to create obstacles for citizens developing initiatives, but work from them from the get-go, make it more efficient, help them structure their initiatives properly, move those initiatives to ballot. That's what I believe. Now, I believe if we did that with this initiative you're asking about, and I have a feeling of which way I would vote, but I'll tell you what, we would start hearing a lot of information about both sides of the issue from the forest and timber groups and from science and people that have economic concerns. We would all get educated, we all could vote. I believe this issue should have been on this May ballot, frankly.
So with respect directly to Ariel Sprain, unfortunately, Ann Nealon has appealed Judge Rasmussen's decision. So as a county commissioner responsible for the financial aspect of the county, I will not respond directly about Ariel Sprain. That is under appeal, therefore I just cannot, and I apologize to that. I hope you clearly heard what my opponent stated, because he just basically opened the door for Oregon for Immigration Reform, Oregon Firearms Federation, to come in here and say, you know what, we want that too. We would like to have an initiative then put out to Lane County residents as well. We want to have our own immigration opportunity here. We want to deal with our own firearm stance instead of what state law states. You know, initiative process is not easy. It's pretty challenging. And we have to abide by state law and what the law states, period. What the Secretary of State puts out, and this is exactly what occurred with when Mr. Dingell then said no, went to Judge Rasmussen, he made his decision, it's now under appeal on this particular piece. So we have to be extremely careful on how we approach this and make sure it's within the guidelines set forth by state law and by Lane County Charter. Oh, thank you.
And this table had the next question.
Could you please explain your vision for constituent services to help everyday residents of Lane County navigate the possibilities of getting state and federal money for various things?
So, been responding to that issue for years, and one of the best things that you do as an elected official, we're not necessarily experts, but what we do is we find the experts. We're able to navigate by making sure that our staff, or we work with our state delegation or federal delegation, we make sure that they're in tune to those individuals who can make sure that their services are provided. That's what you do as an elected official. You're not here to necessarily say, you know what, I'm here to find this, or I'm here to tell you what you can or cannot do. You get them in front of those who can work with you and make sure your issues are taken care of. We do that constantly, and I've been proud of the work what I've done either here in the city of Springfield or Lane County. We get people in front of the right people so their issues can and hopefully get solved.
I've been kicked out of the room by stronger guys than you. First, before I lose this, because I'm 64, I'm not a young man. did you hear what Mr. Lycan just said? He said that as commissioners, you get experts in front of people so that they can do what they do, not say yes or no, right? Do you hear what I said? I said we will have legal staff work with citizen initiatives so they are structured properly and can move to ballot. Mr. Lycan, I would suggest if that occurs, no doors are opened up to no frivolous initiatives. Secondly, though, to answer your question, this county commission oversees an over $600 million budget. Within that budget, commissioners gave themselves a hefty raise, about $10,000 a year per commissioner, And how much dollars to the most important work, or totally important work of the county, which is service to the residents of the county, have they allocated? Because that's your that relates to the question. $4,000 a year. $600 million budget. County residents and constituents have needs. $4,000 a year. We can do better than that. Secondly, I have already had a town hall in this campaign. I will have town halls, community listening sessions, community discussions. I will hold Springfield office hours. I will make myself far more. Have you had any town halls? I'm sorry. I will make myself far more accessible to service constituents than our community of Springfield has had in a long time.
Thank you. Next questions for Mr. Bernie first. Way back in the back.
Joe, you speak and you answer questions as if you absolutely have the answer to everything, and that you can get everything that you have in your mind done and accomplished. You have to work with large groups of other commissioners as well. For those of us who maybe don't understand what the Lane County Commissioners do and what their role is, could you explain how you can be so confident that you can accomplish everything you were speaking of? And Sid, in your response, could you explain to us how things are probably different in reality than they were when you were running for the first time, and what you thought you could accomplish and maybe not get accomplished once you're actually part of the team?
Thank you. That is a Mr. Lycan question, but I will answer it. First of all, if I speak with confidence, excuse me. I've done a tremendous amount of research. I've owned 3 businesses. I've walked into different environments where you have to build coalitions, oftentimes with people that sit on the other side of the fence as you, all to get things done. I think questioning my style is simply, that's how I talk, especially if I feel conviction and passion, which I think is missing in our county commission. What would I do and why am I confident? One thing I said I would do is, if I got a majority of 3 votes, obviously, I would have legal staff work with citizens so that initiatives are properly structured. Another thing I would do, requiring a 3-person vote, obviously, is I would propose rescinding the pay raise commissioners gave themselves unless and until that raise is approved by the voters, because we work for them, they don't work for us. Another thing I would try to work toward doing is I would try to make our economic development tools applied in a more balanced way, which means whether we're talking about property tax deferrals, low-income, low-interest loans, grants, other kinds of things like that. I would want them to be available and focused as much on retaining and attracting local business and expanding local business, penetrating markets for the products and services of local companies, et cetera, supporting entrepreneurs. And as Symantec leaves our community, if we don't have a more support for entrepreneurs that will create local jobs for people that will stay here, we're going to have brain drain, and I think that would be a sin of omission. I'm being told to stop. There's more, sir. I'm sorry I couldn't completely answer your question.
So thank you for the question. And first and foremost, I believe that we are doing exactly what the final comment as far as Symantec is concerned. How many are aware of an organization called RAIN, Regional Accelerator Innovative Network? I'm on that board here locally. And I will tell you right now, not only the local RAIN, but Oregon RAIN is doing a tremendous job and reaching out to rural communities in particular. In fact, they've done wonders over in Florence. They're working with residents in Lowell, Oak Ridge, because there is entrepreneurial spirits throughout Lane County. And the work that's happening here in Springfield, when you have RAIN and the partnership with Fertilab, I gotta tell you, it's really generating a lot of enthusiasm and excitement for local entrepreneurs here. As far as the question posed, here's the reality. I don't know at times who's going to vote what on the board. I can tell you one thing. I've been on the side of a 4-1 vote, and I've been the only one. I've seen it many times where you have Commissioner Bozovich and Commissioner Sorensen voting together. Who knows what the board is going to vote on certain issues? But that's the reality. You have to work and build coalitions. I've been proud of that for years during my time as mayor. And I don't care what you have behind your name, an R and a D. I don't care. I check that at the door. The reality is, if it benefits Springfield and Lane County, that is my number one priority. And I believe that we have seen the fruits of that over and over again, whether it's on the state level, local level, state level, or on the federal level. You have seen the results that we have been able to do through either work at the city or the county, and I've been very, very proud of that.
Thank you. Okay, injecting another question from the chair. Economic development was raised in this last response. Since the Lane Metro Partnership passed on many years ago, the state of regional economic development in Lane County has been, shall we say, sketchy. Could both of you respond to what you would do to stimulate effective regional economic development in Lane County? In your first.
Okay. So I would say that actually the Lane Metro Partnership and what was happening there was getting sketchy for actually several years. And the first area to really recognize that, I will tell you right now, was this community, Springfield. Springfield was number one. They really realized there was a significant issue there. We've tried to reorganize that, but the reality is right now when it comes to regional economic development, Lane County is positioned quite well. In fact, our Economic Development Director, Sarah Means, is also president of OEDA, which is the Oregon Economic Development Association. And we have a strong regional presence. The reality is we are working very closely with Eugene, with Springfield, because each of the communities have their own needs. And like, for instance, Eugene is not a strong, they don't want to strongly look at recruiting outside companies. Springfield has in the past and continues to work towards that goal, but we realize more and more it's our local companies. Working and helping them expand is going to create more opportunity. And we can talk about Cosmos Creations, Pacific Headwear, Richardson Sports. These are some companies here locally, born right out of here, that have expanded and created regional jobs for all of us. And Lane County has been in the center of working with them to make sure they expand in a proper way. And so that's where we are today. One day there may be a new reiteration of the Lane Metro Partnership, but right now there's not a significant appetite with Eugene, Springfield in particular, but also Lane County for that matter. And so that is how we're approaching it. And at this point in time, I think it's working and working well. We have good collaboration and communication with our partners at the state. And the state, by the way, is maybe the most important partner to have when it comes to regional economic development.
Thank you. Before I begin, I have to acknowledge the person that I believe is the primary mover, has been, for economic development for all the county, but especially the Eugene Springfield area in the past. And that is my friend of 25 years, Mr. John Lively. I have been developing over the last 6 years and closing, financing, and building over $120 million of construction jobs, predominantly green energy and seismic retrofits. Each of those had community workforce agreements, assuring local hires, prevailing wages, fair and flexible scheduling, health and retirement plans. One way that we can increase that in Lane County is to have community workforce agreements on all construction jobs that have any public financing or incentives attached to them. It also sounds like Mr. Lagan agrees that we do need a more balanced approach that does focus more on small business. Not only am I familiar with RAIN, I've helped several larger incubators in other areas. It's good, we need more. Not only do I agree that we need more low-income housing, but I've given a proposal already that ties that to moving money in the regional economy. I believe you move money where money is needed.
you do it as local as possible. There's something called the economic multiplier, and that's where money doesn't leave the county, it comes into the county. I think all of that is possible. I've done it before as a private business guy, and I would love the opportunity to do it for our county.
This table, I believe, back here has a question.
So after a lengthy absence, the county now has an auditor again. So if you could direct them alone, what are two things, two areas you would direct the auditor in?
Thank you. I almost talked before you were done asking, I'm sorry. I would do one thing. I would not have an auditor that reports to the commissioners. I would have an auditor that is independent and therefore unable to be swayed by any political agendas whatsoever. That's what I would do. And Sid can have the rest of my time.
Thank you for the question. And Lane County went through a long period of time without an auditor. And the first auditor we hired, she was outstanding. She really set up the office for us. And then she decided she wanted to retire and travel, which I don't blame her. We just recently hired a new auditor, Dr. Creer, and I will tell you right now, his resume, his experience is pretty amazing. And the auditor is set up at Lane County to be work directly for the Board of Commissioners, not the county administrator, not the bureaucracy, but the very five that represent the public. That's how we set it up, and that's how it's set up within a lot of different government agencies as well. The auditor right now, there is a committee that actually gives direction to the auditor, not the Board of Commissioners. While this person is employed by the board, the committee, made up, by the way, of people with significant professional background in auditing, give the direction and give that piece to the auditor so they go out and put audits together to bring back so that we know that we are trying to run our county more efficiently and effectively. I think it's a good model to have. We now currently have county administrator, the county council, and the auditor are the three people that work directly for the board. I think it's an excellent model and one that even our associated Oregon counties realize this is a model that they would actually advocate for different counties around the state of Oregon.
Thank you. Denise, this table has a question.
I and other citizens of the city of Springfield often feel like we are neglected by our county commissioners. Can you please comment on this, and also what are your goals? More of your goals, you've shared some, but more of your goals that are specific to Springfield that you can affect change as a county commissioner.
So, I'll be honest with you, Denise, I felt that for about 10 years while I was mayor. So I felt that over and over again. I felt like there was significant neglect by the County Board of Commissioners of Springfield. Here's how I've approached it, and I realized that Springfield has its own charter, Lane County has its own charter, but there's great opportunities to collaborate. And that's why I meet practically monthly with Mayor Lundberg. And we talk about goals that have been established by the city of Springfield and how the county can work with the city. Because the last thing you want to do is come in as a county commissioner and tell the city what they should or shouldn't be doing. Instead, you work on opportunities where we can co-adopt. One of the things that we talked about here recently is Glenwood. And now that it's out in public, we can talk a little bit more about that. And that's maybe an opportunity for an indoor track. What does that look like? And what are the different sites that identified? And we had a great first meeting. We're gonna have a second meeting coming up here shortly, but talking about how we as the Board of Commissioners can advocate and work with the city to establish this. The other is what we haven't even talked about, what's gonna happen and the opportunity for startups coming from the Knight Science Campus, folks. This is one of the biggest game changers we maybe have ever seen in our area. And again, Lane County, because of economic development money we receive, we're talking to the city about where do these startups want to go? I'm advocating they can come right on the riverfront, either in Glenwood, downtown Springfield, throughout the community, and talk about, can you imagine entrepreneurial startups coming from something this significant as a Knight Science Campus? I got to tell you, I do. And that's why the MX is going to be so important going through our community, and why this is, to me, one of the ultimate game changers we will ever see from an economic standpoint.
I agree. I just don't think either one of us should claim credit for it. Denise, first, again, in the last 6 years, I've been not acting as a political commissioner, but I have been in business developing relationships with investment funds, with large real estate corporations, etc. I'm keeping this sort of low and well after the May 15th election, but I am bringing one of the largest real estate development companies in the world. Most of their stuff's in Asia. They have huge California. Their expertise is hotel and conference centers. Their expertise is also multifamily housing. They have never set foot in Oregon and don't know how to spell Springfield. I will be hosting them with others, including John. We're going to be doing it under the radar. They're going to get to know this area. And I can bring relationships I have developed. That's simply an example of one, and that would be in Glenwood that they'd be looking at. That's simply an example of one of the relationships I've developed over business, have an interest in real estate acquisition, have an interest, by the way, any jobs I did had community workforce agreements, have an interest in community workforce agreements, etc. I've discussed Springfield getting its fair share as it relates to lottery-backed construction funds, which we got none of last biennium. I've discussed economic development. There are a host of ways that I feel my background and my relationships can only substantively assist a community that I believe is on the precipice of being the economic development hub of this region.
All right. Yeah, I can't resist asking this question, since you both raised Springfield and Glenwood Economic Development. What will each of you do to get the transfer station out of Glenwood so that that property can be put to its highest and best use? And I believe, Joe, you get this one first.
I'm sorry, I was listening to a conversation after your question. I will do whatever is necessary to work with the city of Springfield to prepare property so that development can occur that's conducive with the needs and environmental requirements of that area. I mean, we've also discussed, I would do that. I can't speak broader. I would take my lead from the city council and my friends on the city council that are endorsing me. I think there's another issue here, and that is the issue of who has control of those decisions, what are the interests of those with control, and I just want to say at this moment that I would be everyone's commissioner, especially the entire business community that will have an interest in that, not just one segment of the business community, the entire community, and they all need to weigh in on that decision.
So on a specific question, so we've actually began the process. And in fact, we just adopted, the Lane County Board of Commissioners adopted from our waste management division, we are in the process of now closing the Glenwood Transfer Station. And one of the reasons why, tell me this, does it make sense for a commercial company to dump garbage at Glenwood, then to load it up, and then take out the Short Mountain? I don't know about you, but that is not a very efficient way to be doing things. But yet, that's what for years Lane County did. Today, we are now in the process of closing down the Glenwood Transfer Station. All commercial entities then have to basically go out to Short Mountain and unload. So with that, this becomes an opportunity to begin planning. What are we going to do with it? Now, granted, it's not going to happen overnight. There's going to have to be some cleanup. There's going to have to be some testing done on this site. But what's interesting is that this site has actually been identified as a potential to build the new indoor track. And because of that, we were able to get our waste management division and county staff to be engaged now in this whole process to see if this is something for the future. But we've already begun this. And to me, I think this is a great idea. I know when I was mayor, I was advocating this for a decade. And now reality is getting to set in because Glenwood's potential, to me, is much more than a diamond in the rough. And if you see the waterfront in Portland, this is a real great potential that could happen in Glenwood in the near future as well.
Thank you. I live in Springfield in the county. And I just have one question because it was pointed out to me as I was driving with some folks through town. Why is Eugene, and you brought it up, so it's relevant because of that, Mr. Bernie, why are we selling property to China and letting them actually buy land inside our county and in Oregon? And why are we, I was told that the university area where the apartment buildings are, Broadway, where Franklin becomes Broadway, that some of the, and there's more than that, but why are we allowing foreign entities to buy property in the state of Oregon? I can't see anything good coming for the next generation if we don't have American citizen ownership of the properties that are within our realm. I'm looking at the dark side and far out in the future. I don't know how many other countries in the world allow purchasing to own and control property. You can lease it, you can build a house on it, but you can't own it. Very few places. And why are we doing it?
And I think that comes to
you first. Well, Mr. Bernie actually said that he's bringing in an Asian company.
No, I didn't. I said I'm bringing in a company whose most of their investments are in Asia. That's what I said.
So
I'm not sure that.
Can I just say I think the best way to answer is there a good constitutional attorney in the House? Because
there's any way you can prohibit somebody.
There isn't. And then the reason why I brought that up because there isn't a way that government could step in and prohibit. That is the same thing as if the Eugene City Council tried, even though I think they looked at options, but the reality is they could not prohibit Hyundai, then Hynix, from building in Eugene. We could not prohibit Sony America from building in Springfield. You just can't. And so that's why I say this is a constitutional matter more than it is, I think, what local government can or cannot do. But as far as looking at potential foreign opportunities, all I know is I strongly believe one of the best and greatest allies that we have that I would like to see us increase our trade with is South Korea. And frankly, they are a great friend, great ally, and this is why I've spent so much time now working with our partners on building a reload facility, which will likely be in Linn County, but Lane County will be a strong partner. You build a reload facility with the rail, all of a sudden opens up the Coos Bay rail link, and all of a sudden the Port of Coos Bay becomes real again, especially with all the issues that have happened in Terminal 6 of the Port of Portland. These are some things that I think from that aspect that we can address, but as far as addressing your question, I can't. And from a legal and constitutional standpoint, I'm just not going to try going down that road.
But the bottom line is neither of you have a problem with it.
May I answer the question?
Thank you. Absolutely.
I have to agree with Mr. Lycan. I don't think you're going to find American companies precluded from buying property in other countries. I don't think that when there are opportunities for public-private partnerships, you're going to, not only as Mr. Lycan said, not only could you bar that, but I question if you always want to. I think that just because that I believe strongly we need to focus on local ownership and local business, and I agree with the observation. Just as this country has colonialized many countries, I think we're seeing a lot of foreign money coming in. I agree with the observation. Wish it weren't so. Agree with Mr. Lycan's answer.
Pat, I think we have time for one more question.
Yeah, that's good. Okay. I've had the pleasure of walking and meeting the new business owners on Main Street. And what will you do as a commissioner to rebuild the relationship, since they have rarely seen any city councilors, let alone commissioners, since they've moved into their businesses? And they're feeling very much disenfranchised. What will you do to build that relationship so that you have entrepreneurial businesses feeling like not only do they want to be here, they want to stay here.
Pat, I agree. We can put all the policies we want in place. I find it interesting because any election is not about the past. It's about the future. And as you know, I've walked, I'm on Springfield Renaissance Development Corporation, and I've walked up and down the blocks of the downtown area and met business owners in the context of the campaign. And I was shocked to learn that they've never met their commissioner, they've never met some of their city council people, they feel isolated, and yet this is the group that forms the soul of who we are, and hopefully who we will be. So what I would do is very simple. I've got 7 months between winning, if the voters are choosing to use my offer, and taking office. And I would meet every business owner in their place of business, talk to them about what they see as the good and the bad and their dreams, and see if I can't bring that perspective with me. I would hold regular office hours for Springfield residents at different local downtown business establishments, and I would make myself as accessible and inclusive as possible. And I'm blown away that the situation is as you described, but since I've met maybe 80 of them, it is as you've described.
So I think it's actually somewhat common that within a city, they're not necessarily gonna meet their commissioner, but the fact that you've stated that they haven't met their city councilors, okay, I find that shameful.
A commissioner too.
I find that shameful. And the reason why is because city councilors are actually the decision makers for the city of Springfield. And our role, while we're elected by districts, ultimately our decision making covers the entire county. And so when I was mayor, I gotta tell you, I was always proud of the fact that we would meet regularly with business leaders, whether it be on Main Street, which, by the way, I call them Main Street businesses. These are the small businesses. Typical business in Springfield employs 10 people or less. Those were the very businesses to me were the cornerstone. And I was always active trying to make sure, well, as a commissioner, the thing that you do is you collaborate, you work with your city leadership, and make sure you provide support and collaborate. And so that's my answer. And the fact they haven't met a city councilor, if that's what they're telling you, I find that to be pretty shameful.
We've actually reached 1 o'clock, but there is one table back here that has not yet asked a question. So I'm gonna allow them to ask the last question, and then we will go to final remarks from each of the candidates.
Thank you. This is for Sid. What mistakes were made that led the county to the county strike? And Joe, what would you do to create a better economic outlook for the working family in Lane County? Thank you.
So I'll try to answer your question then. And what mistakes were made? I think starting off $25 million apart was a huge mistake. And that's from my perspective. Remember, we have 7 bargaining units. We'd already successfully bargained with 5. And we brought forth primarily the same agreement that we had with our other 5 bargaining units to the other 2. And all of a sudden, we were $25 million apart. At the end of the day, the strike was pretty quick. I think it lasted a little over a week. And what happened is that the agreement in place, primarily what the county put forward, but also with some, we did meet some needs and concerns that the union had, and that the 2 unions had, and I felt like that we came to a what I call a pretty solid agreement in place. But we deal with 7. We deal with 7 units, and we had bargained successfully with 5. I wish the mistakes didn't happen. I wish it never happened. And here's something I think is very important. Here's the commissioner's role. We're not at the table. The county administrator actually convenes a group of human resources professionals. In this case, we had 6 folks who bargained on behalf of Lane County. By the way, 6 women bargained on behalf of Lane County. And our role was when they brought back a proposal, our role is to look at it, to see if it made financial sense, and then give direction. Yes, we agree with that. No, we don't agree with that. But it's really the county administrator and his team that bargains with the unions, not
the county administrator, or not the county commissioners. In fact, it's actually against Oregon State collective bargaining law for us as elected officials to be at the table negotiating with our bargaining units.
I think it's unfortunate that commissioners hide behind processes instead of take positions. I think that it's also in my business experience and in my public life, chair of the Lane ESD, head of the Lane Regional Workforce Quality Committee, if you have a high morale workforce, they will be more productive. I think the shame is that the strike ever occurred in the first place. Multiple examples of arrogance, such as commissioners giving themselves pay raises at the same and senior management pay raises at the same time that workers were negotiating or trying to ask for cost of living adjustments or pay and gender equity adjustments for fairness. That I believe that strongly. That's why both AFSCME and a county union that endorsed Mr. Lycan last time and now endorses me, the Lane County Public Works Association, have both endorsed me. I believe in the reasons why they struck. I participated on the front line as a symbolic show of support, and I can assure you that there will be enough mature discussions between labor and management so A, there is no requirement for a strike, because that hurts workers more than it hurts anybody. And it helps those that are the recipients of the services that they deliver, but also county morale, which is very low now amongst its rank and file, will improve significantly.
Thank you both for responding to all of these questions. I appreciate it. And obviously, so does the audience. And Mr. Lycan will go first. Have an opportunity for closing remarks while you're getting up here, getting ready. I know that you all understand this, but there are other county commissioner races going on, and I believe we have candidates for the East Lane County Commission who are in the room. If they are, would they please stand, Mr. Barber? I don't know if anyone else is here running for Lane East County. I guess not. In any event, Mr. Lycan, your closing remark.
Thank you. I'm fine here. So, again, I just want to say thank you to the City Club and the League of Women Voters for having us here today.
Yeah.
So I think you got a chance to hear, and I think that you've heard clearly that you have a preference. What I bring to the table, again, is someone who has a tremendous amount of experience. By the way, I have private sector experience as well. Longtime small business owner, very proud of that, right here in our city. And I have worked not only as a small business owner here within this community, but my family owned business. I was an owner as well, and that was in the residential building development company. And I think, so what you have though, folks, I'm gonna tell you now that from my perspective, it's about governing. So, you know, we can bring our sphere of influence to the table and talk about things that we're able to do, but it really comes down to governing, being able to collaborate, working with partners, whether it's here at the local level, at the state level, or at the federal level. My track record shows that I have had that and continue to have that, and I would like to have your vote. I would like to continue serving this community that I've been serving since 1998, a community that I love, a county that I love, and I think we're moving down the right track. And let's not forget, the 2021 World Track and Field Games are going to be right here before we know it. And what a big boost for this community, not only here in Lane County, but for the state of Oregon. And I want to be a part of that. I want to be an active part of that. And I think I can continue to bring the proven, steadfast leadership that I've been bringing to this community for the last 20 years. I can continue to bring that for the next 4 years. Again, thank you so much. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be here. I am very appreciative of that. And I'm always appreciative of anybody willing to step out and run for office, no matter who they are. And that's why I have a lot of respect for Mr. Burney for willing to do that. But I'm asking for your vote. Thank you very much.
Would you prefer me to sit or stand?
Stand.
Stand?
books.
Thank you, Springfield City Club. Thank you, League of Women's Voters. Thank you, Sid. As it relates to judgment, which Mr. Lichen said is something that he brings, I would like to say that I will do at least Google searches before I sign contracts with Corizon or outsource healthcare to private companies. I would like to say that I will conduct national searches, recruitments, and review resumes before I hire a CAO. You may remember in 2010-11 the fiasco and wrongful terminations and financial payouts the county had to make due to them and lost economic opportunities. I will be a commissioner that does things. I strongly believe, as I've said, most county investments should be made right here at home, creating local jobs, moving money into our community and pocketbooks. I don't agree that Wells Fargo, U.S. Bank, Toyota Finance have access to it, but we don't. I believe a strong market is driving growth in Lane County, not because of commissioners or elected officials, but despite them. I know how to leverage market forces to exponentially benefit local business, incent more affordable housing in Springfield, increase living wage jobs, and access to care. I too love Springfield. I love it here. I love my family. Children and grandchildren are here. But that's not why I'm running. I'm running because I think Lane County needs a fundamentally new direction that's more inclusive, that values labor, that is open to clean and renewable energy, which is something I can bring that can anchor other parts of robust economic development. I've already had a town hall. I will propose rescinding the pay raises commissioners gave themselves until it's approved by the voters. I hope you agree it's time for a change. I ask for your vote May 15th, and I thank you so very much for even allowing me to participate. Thank you very much.